You're listening to Digging the Dirt, the allotment show. Welcome to the show, and we have a show with a difference today. We have an interview coming up with John Peace of John Peace Chrysanthemums, and John also is a very active member of the National Chrysanthemum Society. Now, this interview was supposed to be just a short segment in our regular format of the show, but John is so enthusiastic about chrysanthemums, about the society and RHS Chelsea, that we just had to turn the entire show over to the full interview. So you'll hear John talking about designing the exhibit for Chelsea, building the exhibits up, what's involved with that. We'll be talking about his successes in the past, and he's won 7 gold medals in a row, a phenomenal record at Chelsea. We'll be talking about the importance of sponsors for the stand, the celebrities that visit the stand, the royals that have visited the stand in the past as well, and the judging process, a fascinating insight into the judging process. So without further ado, here's our interview, and I'm very pleased to welcome John Peace of John Peace Chrysanthemums and the National Chrysanthemum Society to the show. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Russell. It's a pleasure to be here.
No, great to have you on the show. I know you're exhibiting again down at Chelsea this year, which we'll talk about that very shortly. But I just wanted to give the listeners just a little outline of your family history in growing chrysanthemums. So can you just kind of give us a potted history, really, yes, from when it started up until now?
Yes, it all started when I was a young boy. My dad used to grow chrysanthemums, and he used to grow vegetables and dahlias, like every sort of guy in the northeast did, because they used to grow pot leeks to show in the local club show, and every sort of club in the village had a leek show. And the side classes were flower classes, chrysanthemums and dahlias. So it was very big in the northeast. You know, northeast coal mining towns and villages. My dad used to grow, and he got right into growing chrysanthemums at the finish. He used to go to the national show and show, and you know, some of the smaller classes.
Yes.
And then I can remember growing up when down in them days, we used to have a two up, two down. We used to have a posh front room and a back room where you lived in. But you had to go through the posh front room to get up the stairs to go to bed. So I remember getting out of bed every Saturday morning, and my dad used to shout upstairs before I come down, "Mind you, John, you watch what you're doing when you're coming down them stairs. Mind you don't hit my flowers in the front room," because he used to have them all in big containers in the front room.
Is that where he kept them all?
Ready to go to the flower show. So that's how it started. Yeah. And at the time, Russell, I didn't really like it. I didn't enjoy it until, you know, you get married, you settle down, you have a family, and you start and do a bit of gardening. And that's really how I got started.
It's interesting, you know, that we just asked a question a couple of months ago on the show to the listeners about how they started with their allotments and growing veg. And by far, the most kind of popular kind of response we got, "Oh, my granddad used to sow beans with my granddad or my dad or whatever." And then it's similar to you. They it sort of, you know, went out of favour a little bit, but then they came back to it, you know.
It could be in the blood.
I think so, isn't
when
it?
When you get older and you're looking for things to do, you tend to sort of settle down a bit and do a little bit more gardening.
Nostalgia, isn't it? You know, you remember doing something with your dad or your grandparents or whatever, and just comes back to you, doesn't it, really?
Oh, it does. It does. And it gets you, Russell, as well. You know, the exhibiting, like competing, you know, trying to, you know, get a first prize or a second prize or a third prize. Yes. It just, you know, that's what sort of gives
you
the
book. Great feeling. And I think I saw on your website, John, was it your uncle that was a sort of helping hand in getting you into growing and things like that as well? Is that right?
Yes, it was my uncle who first started it. My dad's younger brother, he was the first person to buy a greenhouse and buy chrysanthemums. And then my dad saw you know, these chrysanthemums develop in the greenhouse. So yeah. That's when my dad got interested. But yeah, my uncle used to come. It used to be a family event when we used to go to the show.
I bet.
You know,
yes.
My dad, my uncle, we all used to go and, you know, travel around the northeast to all the local carnival and lake club shows around the mining villages. It was, it was quite enjoyable.
Absolutely, yeah. And what success have you had over the years then on local and national shows?
Well, once I got the bug at showing locally, when I started myself, I got ambitious and said, you know, I wouldn't mind trying my hand at the national show. At that time, it used to be in London, in Westminster. And, you know, I went down there in 1989 was the first year that I went down, and I won the three vases of three, which is nine chrysanthemums in total. It was just a small class.
Yes, yeah.
But there was a trophy, you know, at the end of it, if you won it. And, of course, I won that. And the following year was, I was getting ambitious and I was getting keen. And so I decided to go a few more. And the following year I went down with... more flowers, and I added the national championship class, which calls for nine vases of five, which is 45 big chrysanthemums. If you can imagine these chrysanthemums, they're nearly the size of a football.
Oh, absolutely. They're massive, aren't they? The blooms on them. Yeah. Take some care, don't they, to transport them as well, I'm thinking.
Oh, transport them to nightmare, because if you're not... Well, when you show them, they've got to be prestigious, you know. They haven't got to have any marks on or any insects in or, really spotless. And one little tap on them can dislodge a few petals and, of course, they'll fall to pieces. So, yeah, it's quite a challenge getting them there. So getting 45 flowers down to, well, the following year when it was at London, it got moved to Stafford, which was better for... a lot of the growers in the north, because it was easier to go to Stafford than what it was to travel down to London. Yeah.
So a lot of success locally and nationally then.
Yes. Well, I've actually been national champion now, Russell, for a show my age now, and I'm one of the youngest members of the National Society, but I've... both 30 years now I've been growing chrysanthemums, but I've been national champion for the last 25 years.
That's incredible. Now, the big one, of course, is coming up. We've got to talk about the RHS Chelsea Flower Show and your involvement, of course, with the National Chrysanthemum Society. Yeah. So when did all that start with the society?
Well, it's quite funny, really, because as I've mentioned, at my age now, I'm coming up to 64. 10 years ago, I was one of the young. At 54, I was one of the younger members of the National Chrysanthemum Society. Gosh. The old guys who used to do Chelsea, they'd done 15 years previously. I think won 15 continuous gold medals before that, and I think they'd had enough. I think it was time. You know, they were getting on a bit, and they were looking for some new blood to come into the promotions team. So that asked me if I'd be promotions manager. And at this time, I mean, I love growing chrysanthemums. I love being around the chrysanthemum fraternity. So I thought, fantastic, yeah, we'll go for it. But I thought to myself, have I got time to do that as well as work?
Yeah,
grow chrysanthemums. I was growing daffodils at the time. I was growing a few veg. But I thought, no, we'll do it. And we went down. The first year we went down was... I think 8 or 9 years ago, without checking, but I just continued to do what the past team had done previously.
Yeah, just following their footsteps and the same kind of display, I guess. And
Put big balls of flowers up on a blue background cloth, which was good enough in the past to win them gold medals. But little did I know, the year previously, the judges' comments were, "Yes, it's lovely, guys, but can you do something different? Can you, they're beautiful, but the public want to see something different." So at that time, the RHS were having a drive to push the exhibitors out of the comfort zone to try and sort of make Chelsea more spectacular. Because, as you know, Russell, Chelsea is the biggest flower show in the world.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt, the international exhibitors from all over the place.
So they've got to push you to the limit, I guess, really, to make a kind of showstopper of a display, isn't it, really?
Yeah, Yeah, so I did the same display what they did. In my view, I thought I did a little bit better. I was over the moon. I thought, oh, we've done it here. We're getting another goal. So it's really cruel, Chelsea, because you've got to have the exhibit up by Sunday evening.
Right.
The judges come and judge it on Monday, but you don't get to find out till Tuesday.
Oh, I see.
So Tuesday morning, I went in and I was dismayed.
Oh, no.
Silver gilt, which was really second prize. Silver gilt, I thought. So I thought, well, I picked myself up, dusted myself down and thought about what to do next year.
Yes, yeah.
So I still kept the theme of bows and blue cloths, but instead of doing a backdrop theme against a wall, I decided to do an island. But it was harder doing an island theme because you don't see it all at once where you see a backdrop, right across, where you have to walk around to appreciate an island theme.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did an island theme, and guess what, Russell? Another silver gilt.
Oh, no. Which I've got to say, somebody at Chelsea, they would be pleased with that in itself, a silver gilt, wouldn't they? But I guess if you've had so many golds in a row and you've taken over from the previous kind of people that put it on, then I can see how that might kind of hurt a little bit.
You know, it's that drive and spirit to do well. You know, yeah, I could have easily said, oh, we'll leave it then. I'll do something else. But then I started to think, well, what should I do? So I started to do themes around the display.
Yes.
So the public and the judges could see. Because the point system, it's like three categories: plant quality, and plant health, labelling, make sure you've got the correct sort of name, cultivars and species on the plants and things like that. But the big word at the end was endeavour. It was endeavour to do something different. Endeavour, you had props under that mark. And to get a goal to Chelsea, I think there's four categories and you have to get three excellence and one very good tick in these categories. So, the years previously, I just got very good, very good.
Yes.
So I was looking. So I looked at these boxes and how we need to get maximum marks in these boxes. So Endeavour included props. So I started to bring props into the floral display. Decided to do a theme called the solar system. And
that's interesting. Yeah.
All the balls round. I did the research, all the moons and planets.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't realise every planet had a moon, different moons, like Earth has the moon.
Of course.
Something else.
Yes, yeah.
So I created a black backdrop, changed it from the blue to these big round balls.
Yes.
Two of the big round balls, which were a metre round, were on a turntable. And one of them was planet Earth. And the next one, I could have done them, well, it's planet Earth that was rotating next to the moon, so the judges could see what we were trying to do.
Yes.
And I also did, is it Jupiter or Saturn? I've forgotten now. So Jupiter or Saturn that has the ring round it?
Saturn, yes. Yeah,
I put
absolutely.
Saturn on the turntable as well, on the other side.
Gosh.
So when the judges come to the display, they saw these big balls of chrysanthemums. And in the black backdrop, I put little twinkling lights, the stars going away, in the atmosphere. And so guess what, Russell? We changed their tune and we got gold medal.
And that was your first gold at Chelsea, was it, John?
First gold medal, third time
lucky.
And we got all excellence in them little box.
Wow.
Now, over the years, we've done Ice Cream Parlour, the great Chelsea Bake Off, which was on the telly. Some of you might have saw it on the telly with Mary Berry.
Yeah, yeah.
An interview with her over it. They loved that. So I started to get, as you can see, I was treading with caution when I first started.
Yes.
I was getting a bit bolder, a bit braver. I was always pretty good at art at school and things like that. So
I was going to say, you've got to not just be a good plantsman. You've got to have an artistic flair, haven't you? From what you're saying now.
Weird,
to,
way of mind as well, Richard. I can always remember when I was a child watching Watch with Mother. And Bill and Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, with having a garden connection with my dad, out the back of our house, we had a big garden with clay pots tipped over, little wooden creaky fences with cracks in where little weed was. So I decided to display. I think this was my best display, actually. And I called it Childhood Memories. Yeah. And I did Bill and Ben with an old wooden backdrop fence with ivy growing up with it. These two big, large pots. I actually made Bill and Ben's face out of modelling clay and put them and got it. One of our members of the society has got a wood machine shop. And he did the legs and the limbs for us. I put the legs, he did the joints on the knees, and I put the 3-inch pots up, you know, like for his legs. And
yes.
I sourced an old pair of pit boots, the smallest pair I could find off eBay, about a size 4, and stuck them on one of them who was sitting on the pot. One of the, either Bill or Ben, I can't remember which one it was. One of them was sitting on the pot, and the other one was standing inside the pot, looking out and with the hands raised, waving at the general public. And on the top, I did a rainbow, and it was very colourful. Peeping over the top of the rainbow, I had Zippy waving his hands.
Oh, another character from another...
Yeah, so we had 2 decades there, didn't
yes.
we? We had Bill and Ben, which I grew up in the early 60s.
Yeah.
Then the 70s, we had Rainbow with Zippy.
And that's right. Yeah.
Judges loved it. Russell. Absolutely.
And what's happened to them now? I've got to ask.
Well, I've still got them.
I was going to say.
I
was thinking they've got to be there somewhere in your garden or whatever.
I've kept them. I'm just in the process of moving house to a house with a bigger garden for when I retire.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to put a display up in the garden, like shed, with Bill and Ben in there. So, for all my grandchildren to come and see. And
they'd love it.
Probably not know who Bill and Ben is.
No, you'll have to get the DVDs or whatever it is.
We'll have to educate them.
Absolutely. Oh, they'd love that as well. Timeless, isn't it, really?
Timeless. I mean,
So how many golds have you won to date, then?
Several golds off the trot, Russell. I always said, if I hit 10, that's it. I'm going to hang my boots up.
Aye. So that was 7, was it?
Seven
gold on the trot. Wow. No pressure then?
No.
For this year?
No pressure. We've started to get a few sponsors.
We're talking about the sponsors shortly, really. And because we've got a mutual friend, of course, that's your sponsor for this year. But when do you start? So this year, Chelsea's back to its normal slot, isn't it, in May, after the September one last year. Mm. So for the May show, the usual show, when do you kind of start planning for that?
Yeah, we more or less start straight after the show's finished.
Do you?
So you've got to think what you're going to do. And then you've got to apply to get in again the following year. You're not guaranteed to get in. But, of course, if you get a gold and you get another special award, you have a good chance.
Yes.
So, you have a couple of months off, and then September time, you put your application in, put your plan in, and, of course, you've got to try and source some help, financial help.
And that's where your sponsor comes in, I guess, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. Cool Delights, Steve Binns. From your neck of the woods.
That's right, Cool Delight Desserts. So,
yes.
And strangely enough, just coincidentally, today, in my proper job, I was working at one of Steve Binns' factories over in Hyde, the other side of Manchester.
Right,
So he's your sponsor for this year, then?
Yeah, I do know Steve as a friend as well.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
He kindly... That's what I tend to do. I look to see which of my friends have got the most money and would they like to come to Chelsea for a couple of days. And because Monday at Chelsea is what the normal TV viewers do not see. There's a Monday, the day when the Queen goes. The press are there with celebs. all the famous people.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's the 23rd, isn't it, this year? I think, is it Press Day? Is it the same as Press Day? Yeah,
it's Press Day. It comes in three parts. You've got Press Day till 3:30.
Yeah.
Lots of champagne and bubbly. All the stalls have tried to entice the famous people to come and have a look at their exhibit. Yeah. So they've got a glass of bubbly on the table with a few nibbles. And then you've got that till 3:30. 3:30, there's only one person from each exhibit can stay in the marquee, because that's right. The day the Royal Family, the time the Royal Family come.
Yes, of course.
And you know when they are arriving, because you can hear the helicopter up. You know,
oh, I see.
Following the Queen. I mean, I think the Queen did go last year, but she's dropping some of her
she engagement. Is. Yes, may or may not be this year. Have to wait and see.
But we had one year we actually named the chrysanthemum after Princess Charlotte.
Ah, right. Yes.
And we showed it at Chelsea in our display when we did a tribute to the Queen's 90th birthday. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And we showed Princess this flower called Princess Charlotte.
Yes.
And the royal family must have got wind of it. Okay. So on the last day, when we were just finishing off the exhibit, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, the show manager come up to me, wife Alison, and said, "You're getting a royal visit tomorrow."
Fantastic.
She said, "You what?" She says, "Yes." She said, "William, Kate, and Harry." This was the first time, I think Harry had been to the show the year before.
Right, yes.
But William and Kate had never been to Chelsea Flower Show. So it was an honour.
Absolutely.
At that time, at 3:30 in the afternoon, when I said everybody has to go out except for one person on the stand.
Yeah.
And I said to the show manager, I said, "Well, could I not stay as well? You know, because the royal family are coming out to see our display that we've created." And they were good enough to give the next a pass. So we had three royal visitors that day. It was absolutely fantastic. And they were, do you know, Russell, they were lovely people.
Absolutely. Yes.
They were just down to earth.
Yeah. And just had a good natter.
William asked us, "Can you spell chrysanthemums?" He said, "I can't even say it." That's what he said. I said, "Of course." I said, "That was one of the first words that I ever learned to spell, going back to them days when I had to come down the stairs careful so I didn't knock my dad's when he was going to the flower show." So, we had a good bit banter. Nice people. Just normal people, really, you know, when you're chatting to them.
Yes. And I think it was probably a year or two later, Kate helped design one of the show gardens, didn't she? I seem to remember.
Yes, just outside. It was a children's garden, wasn't
it? That's right.
Like a play garden.
Yes.
Kids. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put this down to me or the Chrysanthemum Society getting Kate to come to Chelsea, and she got the bug as well. What do you think, Russell?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the following year.
You know what? There's something in that, you know, I think, isn't it? It's just excuse the pun, it's just that little seed, isn't it, that's sown in somebody, and they just get the bug and want to get involved, don't they? And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
And I guess you have some regular celebrities that come back. You mentioned it's that, you know, on that Monday, it's Celebrity Day as well. Do you get regulars popping in just to say hello every year?
A few of them look out for us, and they look out to see, you know, what we're doing this year.
Yeah.
Because they know they're going to get something different from us.
Yes.
Judy Dench, she's often comes up and says hello. Joanna Lumley, she's a regular.
Yes, of course,
into horticulture. So, we do get... David Williams come. He brought his mum, God bless him.
He's a character, isn't he? Craig.
He was. And he took a selfie of himself and the childhood memories with the rainbow in the background.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And he put it on Instagram.
Okay. And I bet it went crazy.
I think it had about 54,000 likes.
Wow.
You know, I thought, wow, you know, we've created that. And he's like that. And he took a, you know.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it? The power over social media that these people have, really. But good for you, you know, because they'll see that. And there'd be some people that will say, what on earth are those flowers there? I need some of those or whatever. And
if we can get one or two new members or more, when we put these displays up, it's fantastic because a lot of local, not local, or national societies are finding it hard times, you know, getting new members these days because there's lots of different things for younger people to do.
There is, isn't there? You're kind of up against it really, aren't you? I know that. Absolutely. Now, it must be very long days when you're kind of setting up at Chelsea. When do you kind of go down there to set up your exhibit? So I think you mentioned it, press day is on the Monday and it opens proper on the Tuesday, doesn't it, for the rest of the week there. So when do you actually get down there with all your stock and and exhibits and start setting up?
It's quite a big operation, you know, to get all the props down there. I go down with a full van from the northeast of England with all my props and my oasis, the stuff that you arrange the flowers in. Then I drop that off on the Wednesday before the Tuesday, if you get what I mean. And we go down, we offload on the Wednesday afternoon. Our flowers, we get sponsored with, it's getting a bit complicated here now, but anybody who knows about chrysanthemums will know that chrysanthemums only flower in short days normally.
Right.
That is after the longest day. So after the longest day, which is, 22nd of June, something like that.
Yes, yeah.
23rd, I can't remember. That's when they start to produce the bud.
Yes.
And it takes 10 weeks to flower, roughly, from that time. So May is a bad time for chrysanthemums.
Absolutely.
So we do get sponsored off the guys in Holland.
Right, yeah.
Who grow them for, for the florists and things like that. And
yes, yeah.
They enjoy coming to Chelsea. You know, we get them in on the Tuesday. They're one of my sponsors as well. And they liked it. It's nice, you know, showing at Chelsea, they can say to their clients that, hey, our flowers are good enough to win a gold medal at Chelsea Flower Show.
Of course,
A nice little sign on the display, flowers supplied by...
Yeah, so it's good for them, good for you, yes.
It's a good arrangement.
Must be pretty tough for them to bring them on that far, so they're at their peak in May instead of sort of mid late summer, I guess.
Well, they are known as all year round chrysanthemums. They kid them into flowering.
Yes.
You know, these big greenhouses out. I mean,
yes, yeah.
I went on a tour to the greenhouses where they were grown. And the size of the greenhouse, the guy from Zentu said it was the size of 13 football pitches.
Good grief. That's amazing, isn't it?
You can imagine how big that was.
Yeah,
but
gosh.
These guys have grown these chrysanthemums all year round. And how they transport them, I mean, I picked them up from Heathrow Airport the following day. I remember I went down on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Came to the van at Chelsea. Then I go to Heathrow on the Thursday morning, and I pick them up there, and they're all boxed up and squashed in boxes.
Gosh,
really flattened. And when you lift them out, lift the lids off the boxes, and look inside, I think, God, these will never come round.
Really.
So once you cut a little bit off the bottom, it's called conditioning. Cut a bit off the bottom, stick them in water for a few hours. They double in size, and the foliage gets turgid again, and the flowers open up.
Wow.
So, they're really sort of, you know, good flower to have in the house, or, you know, they do last a long time.
Incredible. I bet you're worried to death when you first open them up. And you.
can you imagine me first time at Chelsea and they're getting all these flowers
up?
They do get better. They last a week as well.
Yes.
You know, it goes on for a week, and they're still at the start of the life cycle, to be honest, because it's quite cool under the marquee with it being white. It reflects the heat out.
Of course, yeah.
And we do sell the flowers off at the end of the show.
I was going to say, that's the big event. The bell goes, doesn't it?
It's quite fun, really, actually, because, you know, most exhibitors have been there a week and they want to get home and,
yes,
you know, get the fleet up and forget about Chelsea till next year.
Yeah.
So the bell goes, and then the general public just come from all over the place.
I bet.
I want that one. It's absolutely manic.
Okay. And then I guess they forget they're going home on the tube or a taxi.
Well, it's quite funny, actually, because there's always a trail from Chelsea Flower Show with chrysanthemum petals, so right away to either King's Cross Station, St. Pancras Station, or whatever. I've had lots of people tell us that, oh, I saw your flowers on the train going home. They weren't in very good state by the time I saw them.
I bet they're not. Yeah. Crikey. But yeah, they just want a bit of Chelsea, don't they, to take back home. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. Like I say, that these flowers have appeared, especially if you get some TV coverage as well.
Of course. And they're long days there, aren't they? It's open from 8 till 8, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It's hard on your feet. It is long days. Absolutely.
I mean, with my business, I've done exhibitions for my business at the NEC, for 3, 4, 5 days. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that itself, you're just shattered, aren't you? And you've got to put that smiling face on for all your potential customers and whatever. But it is tiring. And that's only, those kind of shows are like 9 till 4:30, something like that. But 8 till 8, I mean, that's going some, isn't it?
I know. It's like working like a double shift at work.
It's isn't it?
It's raining. It is. But it's worth it in the end because it's Chelsea, Russell.
Yeah. And I bet you meet some really interesting people, don't you?
Yeah. Well, funny enough, we always chat to that fellow exhibitors that's in the marquee, and we formed a fantastic friendship with the guys from Barbados.
Ah, right. Fantastic.
We keep in touch, and Alison and I went to Barbados for Alison's big birthday a couple of months ago, and, they were very good. They met us. They took us out. They showed us a tour around Barbados. So we've got that, this friendship that's been formed. It lasts forever, to be honest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we were talking before about the themes that you have to come up with. Mm. And we spoke about a few there, but we haven't, and I don't know whether we can or not, John, sort of announce what your theme is for your exhibition this year. Is that possible?
Yes, we'll go for it, Russell. It's very hard to think of something different, but as you know, chrysanthemums are connected to Japan.
Yes.
A little bit with China as well, but chrysanthemums are the national flower of Japan. We're doing a Japanese garden.
Oh, fantastic.
One of my tricky props is a cherry tree with the top cut off, and we're going to do a pink arrangement of chrysanthemum blooms around that cherry tree bark, because people will know a cherry tree bark is very distinguished because it's like it's shiny.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. Oh, beautiful.
In colour. So we've got a couple of really fascinating, tricky props to do. I've just practiced one in my garage today to make sure that it stands up and it doesn't fall over.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to find that on the day.
Bruise somebody's toe. we've got to make sure it's going to stand up, and I think it will. We're doing a Japanese garden.
Great, yeah.
What's connected with Japanese gardens when you look are koyu carp,
yes,
red buildings, like Japanese buildings, like towers getting smaller.
And the bridge, of course, the little
red bridge. Yes. The carp pond. I've been looking after me aces in pots instead of letting them just come in the garden and get blown about in the wind.
Yes.
They've just come into full leaf now. I've had them in the greenhouse for the last 2 weeks. Looking after them, so I've got a couple of my own red aces there. What I'm going to drape over the carp pond.
Oh,
on the other side, there's going to be a cherry tree in full bloom. In between that, there's that little red bridge, and of course, we've got Mount Fuji in the background, which is iconic, really, in Japan.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Have you? You must have kind of sketched this out or made a model or something of it.
Yeah. I've got what I've done is I've done a scaled down model, exactly how we're going to do the Chelsea. Yeah. But instead of it being in, sorry, I'm an old school man, feet and inches.
Nothing wrong with that.
Do it in feet, and we've done the scaled down model in inches, so we know exactly where.
Oh, fantastic!
What goes where? What goes here? So we've got no snags on the deer. It's got to be snag free, because when you're under pressure and you're in the middle of London, you just go home and get something when you live 250 miles away from.
Yeah, no, you've got to have it all at hand, haven't you? And that's a great theme. You know, and it was just last year, I went for the first time to Tatton, which is just down the road from me, and they got a fantastic Japanese garden there. And just as you described, you know, the wooden building with the red roof and the red bridge and the big rocks there as well, you know, and it's very calming, isn't it, that kind of garden.
That's right.
Beautiful and very popular too.
As I mentioned before, if we've got the flower quality there, which we will do, because we get them from the world leaders of chrysanthemums from Holland, them too, and we've got the Endeavour, which is doing something different.
Absolutely.
Theatre prop.
Oh, it sounds.
If you can make the judges chuckle a little bit, you know, put a smile on their face.
Have they got a sense of humour?
Oh, it depends when you catch them. But
you got to be careful what you say, you know. Careful what you say.
The chairman of the judges is a guy called Jim Butlers. Everybody will know Jim Butlers.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
He's the guy with the bowler hat on.
Yes, correct.
On the Chelsea Flower Show, he's always on the opening page sort of thing.
And was he in the royal household at some point with the royal gardens?
I'm not sure, Russell, but I know he was head gardener for the City of London.
Right, yeah.
So he was responsible for all the bed and displays probably around.
Oh, fantastic. But a real character,
He's a real crafty cockney.
Is he?
You know, he's fun. And I've got a background from the Parks Department and councils. I'm a Parks Manager for a parish council in the northeast of England.
Yeah.
So we have something between us, you know, we chat about
A bit of common ground. That's great.
So, but he's quite a character, and he always likes what we try to do. He appreciates what we try to do.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, of course, Cherry Blossom is getting very, very popular isn't it, as well? I know in Japan, of course, they follow it, don't they, all the way up through the country.
Yes.
And I think they're trying to do something similar here, aren't they, I've read.
I know, I'll have to...
I think they're trying to do something. So I think you've hit on something that's very, very kind of topical at the moment there. So, definitely there's something afoot with Cherry Blossom, just to get a similar kind of thing over here in the UK. Yeah. Got to be a winner, John.
Well, I hope so, Russell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quite hard enough.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, we've got to wish you all the very, very best for Chelsea. Take it easy down there. Don't forget anything.
No. I've got my list ready. I've started it already, and it's about 4 pages long now.
I bet it is. Yeah, I bet it is. And I'll be down there on the Friday, so I'm going to make sure I pop along and come and have a chat with you, and hopefully have a look at that gold certificate there on your...
keep your fingers crossed.
I certainly will. It'd be my first Chelsea, actually, John. I've never been before, so I'm really so excited to be going there.
Yeah, oh, it's fantastic. It's a must if you like gardening. It definitely is.
It's got to be, yes.
Just the smell in the air and everything.
I've been to other RHS shows, and my local one is Tatton, of course, which is lovely a great young... it's a great sort of shop window for young designers as well there. So you see the up-and-coming designers. But I know Chelsea is on a different scale, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's the premier of all shows.
Absolutely. Now, John, you've got to tell us how our listeners can find you on Facebook, your chrysanthemum business, or the National Chrysanthemum Society. So do you know these websites off the top of your head, John? That's the question.
Yes, I definitely do. If you can check the National Chrysanthemum Society, Prince William said he couldn't say it. So if you check the National Chrysanthemum Society website out, it's dead simple. It's www.nationalchrysanthemumsociety.co.uk.
Brilliant, yeah.
I've got my own webpage.
Yes.
Where I sell a few plants, chrysanthemum plants, and that is johnpeacechrysanthemums.co.uk.
Yeah.
I have a Facebook page, if you, John Peace Chrysanthemums, if you want to like and to get a few tips on growing chrysanthemums.
Perfect. But
there's always something on there.
Yes, and I saw a little video, actually. You did a little live video. When was it? Was it Sunday? I can't remember now.
Sunday morning, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, I woke up Sunday morning and I was feeling mischievous and I was looking for something to do. So I thought, I'll go live on Sunday morning and let off the chrysanthemum growers see what I'm up to today.
No, it was great. A great insight, actually. Yeah, so it is the National Chrysanthemum Society.co.uk. It's John Peace Chrysanthemums.
Yes.
.co.uk. And of course, we can't not mention the RHS, rhs.org.uk.
That's right.
And Chelsea, of course, it's press day, 23rd of May, and the actual show is 24th to the 28th of May. And as I said, I'll see you there on Friday. At the end of the week, your feet will be aching by then.
I would think so, but I'll tell you what, Russell, if we get a gold medal, I'll buy you a glass of champagne on the Friday. How's that?
Oh, it's a deal.
Right.
Absolutely. And again, we've got to mention Cool Delight Desserts, Mr. Steve Binns, your sponsor for the show. And without that, it'll be, pretty difficult for you to exhibit, I guess, as well, wouldn't it?
Hard work. Well, we don't make any money. What it costs us to do our display, we get back, because we're not a business. We are just a charity where we, trying to attract new members.
Yes.
At the biggest show in the world.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. Thanks for sparing the time. I know it's mad busy for you at the moment, getting everything ready. And I appreciate just spending a bit of time with us and giving a little insight to our listeners to chrysanthemums and the society and a little insight into Chelsea as well. So thank you very, very much indeed.
No problem at all, Russell. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Well, what a great character John is there, and a fascinating insight into Chelsea. Now, just to give you those website addresses again, for John's chrysanthemum business, just search John Peace Chrysanthemums on the internet, or just type in johnpeace.co.uk. For the National Chrysanthemum Society, it's just that, nationalchrysanthemumsociety.co.uk. And for details on Chelsea, all the exhibitors there, including the National Chrysanthemum Society, it's rhs.org.uk. I hope you've enjoyed that show. I had a fantastic time talking to John, and we'll catch you next month. Ta-ra! You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show.